Hello, welcome to Dailyish. Today is Monday, October 27th. It's a balmy, whatever the opposite of balmy is, 2 degrees, rainy, maybe snow today here in the lovely Saskatoon metropolitan area. This is not a weather podcast or a traffic podcast, or I feel like I should be flying over Saskatoon in a helicopter reporting on traffic or something now. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. We use them to send out our newsletters, lovely newsletters at campaignmonitor.com. You can visit goodstuff.fm/newsletter to sign up for the gallery-featured, designed newsletter of Good Stuff. There's in Canadian media, and there's a bit of a controversy brewing. For those not in the know at all, there's a popular radio program on the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's radio station, called Q. It's hosted by a gentleman named Jean Gomeshi. It's, probably 8-10 years running. Fairly popular program. It certainly has its detractors and all of that. And of course, with controversy now, lots of folks are coming out saying how much they despise the show anyways, so good riddance, etc. Anyways, he has been accused. Well, sorry, back up one second. He left the show Thursday for personal reasons, tweeted out he's fine, no big deal. Then Friday, the CBC announced he was let go from the job, effectively fired. Nothing happened. And then Sunday afternoon, some tweets went about that there's, and throughout the weekend, things went around that there's more to this story. It's not just, well, I mean, there had to be, obviously, because he's, the show itself is probably its most popular, I would imagine. At least it seems to be, considering it's on a lot of U.S. stations, PRI in the U.S., and on TV and YouTube and stuff, and seems to be one of the more popular shows. It holds down the fairly primetime spot of 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock in our local time here anyways. Then Friday or Sunday, sorry, he released a press. I'm not going to link to it. You can go find it if you want to, but a press release on his, or it's not a press release. It was on his Facebook page, but by all accounts, it was written with a PR team. So I don't know how that doesn't make it a press release. But anyways, he released this statement saying basically that he responded with a lawsuit that was going to be coming out today, actually, apparently. We'll see what all the details are of that, I guess. But a PR-laden kind of post on Facebook saying that basically, like, he's into kinky stuff in the bedroom, but it's his bedroom, so he shouldn't be fired by the CBC, because if they can't handle kinky stuff, it's all consensual stuff going on, nothing to see here. I've got these ex-girlfriends and friends who say it's all fine, all consensual, and the CBC still fired me. And then, then later that day, last night, it's very unusual, actually, for this to happen this fast in Canada, and it feels like a bit like we're kind of copying or trying to keep up with the Kardashians, as it were, in the U.S. And, you know, everything has to happen fast, fast, fast. And we tweet, and it's a very smart PR move by Jean Gomeshi's team, whatever, to put it out on a Sunday, put out his side of the story on the Sunday so that he can kind of frame the conversation. But anyways, later that night, last night, the Toronto Sun and one Jesse Brown, media critic, posted what seemed to be a fairly well-researched, ongoing investigation kind of report about a few women who don't want to come forward officially, but off the record, willing to say things that to claiming things of not so much the issue, and nowhere in the article is any issue of he's into weird stuff. He's, you know, that's weird, and I want to get him because he likes to use handcuffs or something or whatever. Any sort of different stuff in the bedroom that they didn't want to do. It's much more familiar issues of violence, groping, assault, and inappropriate touching, comments at work, hitting with a closed fist, choking to the point of passing out. All in their words, non-consensual, and not what they had in mind when they were meeting with this gentleman. And so I guess it's very possible that Jean is innocent in this. I'm a big fan of the radio program. I appreciated his interview style. He was somebody I sort of looked up to, not completely. He seems fairly full of himself, so that's why the story kind of doesn't completely shock me in a way that he would be at all unable to sort of read another human being's emotions and fears and whatever, if he's so full of himself that he's and self-absorbed. But still, his interview style, he was able to sort of push past a lot of the fluff with celebrities and actually get them talking about different things and having usually decent conversations with them. But the fact that I think, what is it, four women plus, the, you know, if you read the posts on the internet, and again, who knows, it's the internet, but anonymous comments from folks who say, yep, I've seen that happen. This is what happened, or this, my friend was left the CBC because of this kind of thing. And so it's very possible that they could all be making it up in some attempt to get him fired or whatever, I guess. But he seems to be protesting a bit too much in the wrong direction, I guess, to be concerned. It's kind of like he's trying to draw attention away from what might actually be going on by, you know, laying bare this, look at this thing in my past over here, the sort of kinky S&M stuff or whatever that I'm into, but try not to hear the noise over here of women saying I'm just, as crass as it sounds, garden variety abusive dude who should be, needs help and should, you know, definitely lose his job and etc. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what all this stuff means exactly, but I just want, I've seen lots of people saying in their Twitter streams that they're seeing lots of support for Jian and wanting to, you know, make sure we give him, rally around him to give him support. And in this kind of situation, I feel it's very important to definitely hear the victim side of, or the accuser's side of the equation. Jian has a lot of power, a lot of influence, a lot of, he's a, in as much as it's Canada, he still has a lot of influence and control, power, whereas the women involved definitely don't have that. And so it's very important to hear their side of the story. And I just wanted to make sure that folks knew that I wasn't, I hope I wasn't coming across this way in tweeting. I was kind of just tweeting about the story as it developed a bit yesterday and retweeting things and trying to just sort of process what's going on. Obviously, you know, earlier in the day, we didn't know the full story. Later in the day, we knew more. But that's, it's, I don't know, I can't say he's guilty, but I also don't feel like we need, he needs some sort of rallying support cry to, I mean, he's got a team of lawyers, he's got a PR team, he's got a lawsuit, a $50 million lawsuit against the CBC to wrongful dismissal kind of lawsuit going on. He's got the financial wherewithal to withstand something like this. And so we'll see, I guess, how this plays out. It could be an interesting week in Canadian politics, something to distract anyways in Toronto, I'm sure, from the whole... That's where the CBC is based in Canada, from the whole Rob Ford mayoral stuff that's been going on for the last few years. It's probably a welcome change in some respects for the folks covering things there, just to get off the Rob Ford campaign. Anyways, so yeah, I hope that's clear. This is not a gossip show either. It's just interesting discussion in media and how this all, interplay happens of he's got celebrity, he's got power because he's got celebrity, but he can also very, very easily be attacked because he's got celebrity. And so where does that leave things and who's telling truth and all that kind of gossipy stuff? But in all of that, there's a lot of smoke, and where there's smoke, of course, there's likely a fire or at the very least something going on. So yeah, we will see. I hope that the truth can come out. I hope that whatever that amounts to, that Jian Ghomeshi as a person can, you know, confront that and be honest with it, not worry about career and PR and whatever. And same thing for the women involved. I hope that they can have some peace and feel some sense of resolution to whatever the situation is. Because if it is as has been portrayed, I'm sure they've been carrying this and living with this for a long time and not wanting to, obviously. So I'd welcome your comments. I'm iChris on Twitter, chris@goodstuff.fm if you want to email me. My thanks again to Campaign Monitor and also the Patreon supporters who make this show possible. If you'd like to support what I do here, you can visit Patreon, patreon.com/iChris, to pledge your support for this show as well as the other shows I do in podcasting. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.